worry. That's it. Good. Lovely and warm. Good. Fine. Good. Yeah, take your glasses off. Good idea. Which way are you going?
That's it.
No, we'll put his toes that way and go that way. Yeah? Yeah, good. Before we do that. Right.
Need a crane.
Okay, everybody. We could have read the words, and I'm going to quote them from Matthew chapter 28. After Jesus had risen from the dead, just before he was ascending back to the Father where he came, he said to his disciples, he said to them, just a few of them at the time, go into all of the world, he said, and make disciples of all nations. He said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. I'm the king of the universe, he said. So go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded you. And he said, lo, he says, I'll be with you even to the end of the age. And you'll never leave us. And one generation declares Jesus to the next and to the next. And what began in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, it just spread through the Roman Empire and it spread through the world. And he says that I'll be with you to the end of the age, and there will be from every tongue, from every tribe, from every peoples of the earth, there will be people who will trust in me that will be going to heaven, and there'll be an innumerable multitude in heaven. And that's what we're celebrating. We're remembering that Martin has trusted in Christ, that Martin is on his way to heaven, and going down in the water and coming back up is a symbol that he one day will rise from the grave. Is a symbol that he's trusting in Christ and his death and in his resurrection. That he's saying that I was once spiritually dead, but now I'm spiritually alive. And I'm a part of that great people who dare to call themselves Christians. And so it's within the church and amongst the believers with great joy we're going to baptize Martin in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And it really means that yes, he's got his personal relationship with Christ, but he's also a part of us, and we love him and we accept him and we want to grow and learn more about Jesus together and serve the Lord Jesus together in this town where God has put him. So with great joy, we baptize somebody else who becomes a part of the church here. Well, Martin, you put your toes this end, that's it. And Stuart's here to help. I thought I could do it on my own, but a few people doubted it, so Stuart was brought in. But with great joy, Martin, we're going to baptise you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please don't feel that you need to...